This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. It's Friday on Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Titanic at the California Symphony. We have your chance to win a pair of tickets to see San Francisco Symphony Films' Titanic on April 4th at Davies Symphony Hall. Watch award-winning film. It's amazing. You remember it. And the accompaniment is a live orchestra playing the whole soundtrack. It's so stirring. Listen for code words. We're doing them at 8:05 in the morning. So you got one in about an hour. Text the code word to our contest line and you'll be entered for your chance to win Titanic at the California Symphony. It's just a cool experience. What a fun night out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something you don't do that every day.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to start with a couple movies that are out this weekend. I do want to get to Survivor as well. But I'll just run down these movies real quick. So Novocaine is out today. It's rated R. It stars Huey from The Boys, Jack Quaid. And he plays a bank executive who has a special power. He can't feel pain, Novocaine. When his coworker, the girl of his dreams, gets held hostage by bank robbers, he goes on pursuit to save her. He is going to do it. He can't feel any pain.
Hmm.
Trailers up. Everything I mentioned, I put up 25 trailers today, so there's a zillion of them up there. Just look for it. But something called Black Bag is out today. This is also a rated R movie. Cate Blanchett is an intelligence agent who is suspected of committing treason. Her husband is Michael Fassbender. He is also a spy assigned to investigate her. He's got to choose to be faithful to his marriage or to his country. What a question. It also stars, it's a spy thriller, and it also stars Pierce Brosnan and Regé Jean Page. Let's all lick a spoon together, you guys.
Cheating for the country's okay, right? I mean, you just presented it as that, right? He has to decide whether he's faithful to his country or his marriage. But I mean, if he does the girl for his country, then it's okay, right? No?
I'm not sure. I don't know what the right answer is here. I guess I'll have to watch the movie to figure it out. I'm not sure what you're asking.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important. It's a national emergency.
So wait, but I'm not sure what you guys are saying. Like, he's married to her and she may have done treason and he's now going to choose between her and the country.
Oh,
I
misunderstood your explanation of the story. My bad.
Oh, why? What did you?
It doesn't matter. We're talking about, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I misunderstood.
I actually
what
liked
you said.
Vinny's version,
yeah.
Which is
so he had
you either cheat on your wife, or the nation is plunged into
right.
some kind
you
of say, nonsense.
Well, obviously, you cheat on your wife to save the country.
That's what I was saying,
okay.
But I misunderstood what you were saying.
Yeah, no.
And I'm sorry. I will zip it.
But that's our good. That's our screenplay idea. I like it.
Like, he loves his wife. But if he doesn't bang this chick, the nuclear codes are going to be stolen.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Actually, sounds more like a plot for a porn, but okay.
Wow, that's a heavy porn.
I really, really sidetracked this segment, and I did not mean to. I'm so sorry, everyone. I really misunderstood her, and I should have just shut up.
Oh, no.
If you have children, Vincent, there is something called The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. It is PG. The trailer's up at the ceremony Facebook page. Daffy Duck and Porky Pig must team up to save Earth from an alien invasion. They will not have to choose between cheating on their wife and saving the country. That's not one of the, this is much more childlike. Believe it or not, it's the first fully animated, theatrically released film in Looney Tunes history that's based on original material.
Mm.
They don't give me examples of things that weren't based on original material. But this is the first fully animated, theatrically released film in Looney Tunes history. Okay. There's a couple other things that are out. These are like limited releases, which means maybe you can find them on streaming or they're rentable or something. In the olden days, that used to mean they were only being shown in like New York and LA. But now, I guess you can find them. Ayo Edebiri, that's Sydney from The Bear. She plays a writer who visits the compound of a pop star played by John Malkovich and his cult. And it also stars Juliette Lewis. So it has a pretty good cast. And it's called Opus. There's something called October 8th. This is a documentary about the rise of anti-Semitism since October 7th, 2023, when Hamas attacked Israel. Deborah Messing is an executive producer. It's heavy. It's a documentary called October 8th, and that is in limited release. And then, if you love Jesus, The Last Supper. It's a biblical drama about the last days of Jesus Christ. And all these trailers are up for you, available for you at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Today I've been hearing ads for this. This is a Millie Bobby Brown Jovi and Chris Pratt movie called The Electric State. It's Friday, so it's currently streaming. If you wanted to watch a movie at 7 a.m, that is available to you on Netflix.
All right.
And the trailer for that is also up. And Saturday Night Live's a repeat. Chris Rock and musical guest Gracie Abrams. And I wanted to mention it because I love that Gracie Abrams song that we play called That's So True. I love it. And so I'll maybe take another look at that. I did definitely watch that episode, but I might want to go back and check out Gracie Abrams. I don't know if she did that song or not. Severance is ending in 1 week. So there are 10 episodes. The first season, there are 9 episodes. There's one more episode. So I think the one that comes out today or is out today is the 9th episode. We are caught up. We're about to do episode 8. So this weekend we'll be able to do episode 8 and 9.
Oh, you plowed through them, didn't you?
We did.
I'm not caught up.
They are torturing, like, Gemma, what the what? Mm.
So you just ended on the episode, on her episode.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But they're explaining a lot with that as like atmospheric as that seems. Like, why are it? We're now here, but all of those things are related to what he's doing.
Which I still don't know what he's doing, but it's definitely...
Neither does he.
Yeah. It's a really interesting... I'm in. I was reading some reviews, though. Some people hate this season.
Really?
I know. Mm. I'm like, I'm fascinated. I'm weirded out. I am starting to really get the feeling that they have a plan. It is going somewhere, which is a relief because...
The show is, you mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I really thought watching last season, I'm like, okay, this is good. And they're opening up a lot of these doors, but I don't know if they know where they're going with this. But the stuff about Gemma, if you're caught up or not, this is not a spoiler alert, but it's really demonstrating what their future plans are for this severance technology that they have. And there is the problem is you add humans in, humans are twisted. Like there are some bad, bad people with bad, bad intentions. Like that one guy, and the writing of the cards.
Yeah, well, it's corpo dollars that they're chasing, so there's no rules. Don't you know that?
We're going to develop this at the cost of whatever it costs. We don't care.
That episode was hard because there's so much of, this is episode 7, right, of Severance.
Yes.
And it's about the ex-wife.
Well, and, the maybe the wife that no longer exists outside of Severance.
Right. But there's these, there's a lot of those, what do they call those montage scenes where you're like, okay, we're in a montage now and there's,
they're showing all these different, yeah.
There's no real talking, but it's the video of them and they're the,
what
but
they then went this through as a happens. Couple. Yes. Right,
and
yes.
So you try to hold that. I had to try and hold my attention because I'm like, okay, they're in love. I get it. But they're trying to show you what they'd been through as a couple and how they
when
got
the thing
where
happened.
They're at. Right.
Right.
So it's very telling, despite the fact that you might have trouble keeping focus. There's a lot in there, a lot more in there than you think.
I know. I may go back and watch the whole season again. Well, I definitely will before season three comes out. I'll just probably start at the beginning and watch the whole damn thing again. I couldn't believe how much I'd forgotten from that first season.
In my mind, as I rewatched the first season and what did like it and did had forgotten everything,
mm-hmm.
all of it. I just couldn't believe how much I went, oh, that, oh, I was absolutely jumping off if they didn't come back and give us something at the beginning of season two. And they have.
Yes.
So for me, I went, I needed that. We're good. Let's go forward.
Right.
If they'd pulled that, like a continuation of you don't know nothing.
Right.
Like, mm.
Well, what Mark's doing now, he just opened his eyes on the couch in the last part. These are not super spoilers, but if you're at that point, you know what I'm talking about. I'm like, wow, this. I mean, I saw how it went wrong with somebody else. So I'm really,
yes,
I'm really scared for him.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to, I just want to take one quick second to say to the people playing Survivor and to the people watching Survivor, you know, my takeaway from that is never don't argue for yourself. Never go, whatever you decide, bruh. Whatever, you know, I'm good with whatever you decide. It's all good with me. Explain why you did the thing and say, I want to stay in the game.
Are we talking about Pizza Man right now?
We're talking about Pizza Boy, yeah. I'm really mad at him. I'm trying to, John goes, get over it, Sarah. He was a sad sack anyway.
Like, oh,
he was very,
him.
But he was wishy-washy. He turned on somebody last week. I don't want to give any spoilers away, but this guy was like, and I don't like that girl. She's a bully. And I don't like the girl who stayed over the dude who left. But
the guy who got to make the choice, mm-hmm. by the way, the tribal was really, really good. Like I enjoyed the weirdness of it all
wrong.
And
yeah.
how it got where it got. And somehow they're finding new ways to like, this has never happened before. I really liked it, but that decision he made. And I'm not someone who, as much as I've seen the game, I don't remember all the stuff. But he should have known they were going to reconfigure the tribes.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get down to that number on one of the tribes, you have to divide them back up and
yep.
make two. So had he thought that through, he would have gone, I'm keeping my boy who's got my back, or at least better, and will after this, over these two who cannot be in the same island.
Right.
They hate
they
each
hate
other.
Each other.
Oh,
I respect your game.
Shut up. You
yeah,
hate
you
each
hate
other.
Each other. And with good reason. Like that one chick, she's so, it's like you cast a vote for her and that's it. She is going to murder you in your sleep. That's,
frankly, I think Mary is a delight.
I agree with you.
she's over there doing this and making little... Right. You know,
cute as pie,
mugging for the camera.
Right.
And
meanwhile,
thought,
the other chick is sitting there seething and grumbling, and I'm like, "You're doing that to yourself." I mean, she's so wrapped up.
Go, Mary.
I'm Team Mary. Team Mary is she? When the thing happens to her last night of trouble, because she jumps up, she's clapping.
Yeah.
John goes, "Let's rewind that. I want to watch that again."
I liked it. I liked Mary, and I liked it.
There you go. There's a Brad Pitt movie coming up pretty soon here. It's called F1.
Yes.
He's racing toward redemption and fast-paced F1 trailer. So the trailer is up. The director of this is saying, Brad's a naturally gifted driver. Well, of course he is. He's Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt can do anything. Brad Pitt gets a second chance behind the wheel in the full trailer for F1. He does his own driving for the racing movie. It's an Apple film, but it will be in theaters June 25th. So it looks exciting. I put the trailer up. If you love Brad Pitt and car racing,
Well, the new season for Drive to Survive dropped last weekend on Netflix.
What is that?
What's that?
That's the reality show about F1. It's on Netflix. Very popular show. I binge it as soon as it comes out. Like, that's all I watched last weekend was Drive to Survive.
Yeah. Do you call yourself a natural-born driver?
Am I a natural-born driver?
That's the question.
Put me on a country road with a lot of curves. Yeah, I'll drive the heck out of it. Much better than I do, like,
unless there's
on
a moose
the bridge
in the way or something. Yeah. You know. But
it is very popular. It's made Formula One extremely popular in the United States compared to where it was a few years ago.
Do they have moose in West Virginia, or is that just an East Virginia thing?
No, we don't have moose. No, that's way up north. No, we just have a lot of deer.
Ah, deer.
Oh, deer. A lot of deer. Oh, dear.
Yeah, everybody gets plows into a deer at some point.
Well, the way you drive on those country roads.
Exactly. Yeah, we're racing through
them. Crazy people.
Anyway, Brad Pitt, racing toward redemption in F1. Okay, it's time to play a very small game. Willie Nelson announces his blank studio album. We've talked about this. He has released, here's your hint, he's released a lot of studio albums. What number studio album will this April's release be?
I'm going to go 50, Bob.
Oh, I'm not even going to try to mother bleep you. It's got to be like 70 or higher.
It's 154. These are just studio albums, not live albums, not collaborations, etc. This is Willie Nelson's, who is 91 and just released an album last year. This is his 154th studio album. It's a staggering that this guy is just not slowing down. I'm sure he has a machine around him that just, he doesn't have to do much.
Do you think they have someone that goes through all his old material to make sure he didn't just rewrite the same song from like the 70s? Like, wouldn't they have to have someone go check? Like,
154 albums is like 1500 songs or something,
Willie,
right? You're figuring 10 per.
That song exactly is on your
album. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? On the Road Again is brand new.
On the Road Again. I'm always on the road. 91-year-old Willie showing no signs of slowing down. The album is called Oh, What a Beautiful World. He like opened up his eyes and went, whoa.
It is a beautiful world. It's raining tough out there this morning. But
even rain is beautiful.
But there is beauty.
What a place we live.
In this world to this day.
That is true.
Got to stop and look at it.
Beautiful humans, beautiful flowers, beautiful reflections and a beautiful pavement. Or in a forest. I don't know. I don't know where you are. But I'm going to look out the window. I don't know. Well, sometimes it can be so pretty, like the way lights reflect on wet pavement. That's nice in the, Sure, we won't see a sunrise this morning, but I'm sure it's beautiful if we could see it. Anyway, it's pretty cool to think about someone who is 91 years old and is still finding the beauty in everything around us and going, I feel like there's an album in this. 154 albums under your belt is incredible. Like, studio albums, we went in, we laid all the tracks, we cut them all, we produced it, it got mastered, and then we put it out as an album, or we streamed it, or whatever we did. But it is nowhere near the, it's not like he holds the record or anything. That person is a Greek singer by the name of Nana Mouskouri, who released 450 albums during her lifetime. Like, I don't know how many albums a year you have to put out to do 450. Can we have a little taste of Nana Mouskouri, who must have had hit songs in Greece?
And it goes with the vibe today.
Oh,
this,
yeah?
This is a good vibe. It says, why worry?
Why worry? There should be laughter after pain.
Does she have any hits? There should be sunshine.
This is the hit.
You know this song?
No. Do I know this?
I don't know. He said it's a hit. Why worry?
Yeah, I listen
to... Well, Nana, the ship is sinking. That's why I'm worried, because we're going down. Like, what do you want to do here?
Yeah, but after the rain's done, the sun will be up. Why worry?
Well, Nana, I can't swim, and I'm really worried because, you know...
I sort of expected it to be in Greek and have that Greek vibe. Nana Mouskouri.
What is the Greek vibe you speak of?
I don't know. Whoopa!
Like a polka?
Okay. Like polka-ish. Like I'm just picturing like...
Greek culture in one sentence. Opa! Polka!
Opa! Polka!
Oh,
Sorry, I don't know, sorry, like Greeks. Some plate smashing and some, I don't know.
Oh, is that what they do?
I don't know.
That's their thing?
I mean, it just feels like it, doesn't it?
I've only, you know, I went to a...
Souvla!
I went to Souvla one time. Mm-hmm. That's about the extent of right. my Greek.
Mm. Anyway, about 450 albums in Greek singer Nena Mouskouris. She's passed, I assume. Yeah, it says during her lifetime, so I'm going to say she probably died. But you know who hasn't died yet and could still put out 300 more albums? Is Willie Nelson. So keep it up. Come on, Willie. You can do it. Anyway, it's got a little catching up to do. This new album is called Oh, What a Beautiful World. Willie Nelson's new album out on April 25th. And you can pre-order it, so if you want to, you can. I think that's all I've got to. Oh, how about this? Tiger Woods, it looks like he's secretly dating a woman by the name of Vanessa. Saying here Vanessa Trump, who I guess is the ex-wife of Donald Trump Jr.
Okay.
Yes.
She's 47. Tiger Woods is 49. She's a blondie. She looks a lot like Elon. He's got a type. So anyway, I don't know if that'll be confirmed, but. I see some photos with them together, not hanging on each other or anything, but that's the rumors. That
he just blew out his Achilles right before their season starts, so he is back into surgery.
Oh boy.
And rehab mode.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
All right, what you got coming up?
Pie.
Oh, I love pie.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous, but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Just to stop the feeling. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. Hey, check us out on the Alice 973 Instagram to see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tickets to Disneyland Resort. Alice has your last chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Just listen for the code words 905, 1205, 305, 405, 505, and 605. Text that code word to 20357. The number is 20357 and enter for your chance to win, plus qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a four-day, one park per day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel.
Coming up at 9:05, your first chance today. But this is the last day, Vin.
An atmospheric river once again is getting us.
Oh, boy.
The drive-in was hairball. And I don't doubt there's been all kinds of road problems out there this morning. We should get a break tomorrow for, you know, the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Which is good news.
And then another storm moves in on the back end of our weekend. So, and the snowfall has been profound.
Oh, great. Do you know any idea?
No.
How many feet?
It's been dumping everywhere, though.
See if you can get like a, you know, what's going on at Palisades. They're good at measuring snow there.
I follow Johnny and others, and nobody is claiming specific feet, but they're showing footage of people in just deep
powder. You just want to see that blanket, man.
Covered, like shooting up their face and just, oh, that's what you do this
fresh
for.
Fresh pow.
That's
pow.
The stuff.
Freshy.
So anyway, today is Pi Day. 3/14.
And so on.
Happy Pi Day, the mathematical yes. constant.
I wonder if everyone, all the people whose kids are between the grades of, let's say, 4th grade and 8th grade, are all the moms are getting the pies together today. They used to actually do Pi Day at school.
Mm-hmm.
Pi 3.14 is what today's the day.
But you actually had pies?
Well, listen, then you would learn about the mathematical constant that is pi. It's the arc of a circle.
Huh.
Yeah.
Lots of places will have pizza deals, pizza pie.
Oh, that's good. I like it.
So there's that.
Maybe we'll have pizza for dinner tonight. It's pie day after all.
Happy birthday to Albert Einstein.
Oh, did he come up with the pie thing? He's so smart.
He'd be 146 today. Nerds love the fact that the most famous physicist and mathematician of all time was born on Pi Day.
Oh, I see. He didn't discover pi. He just was born on Pi Day.
Oh, speaking of a Greek.
Yes.
That Greek artist you played for us.
Yeah, Nana Moussaka.
Nana Mouskouri is still alive. She had hits in Europe, including in the UK in the 80s.
Oh.
Nana Mouskouri is huge in places with large Greek populations like Toronto.
Oh.
Colleen Sack App. The Greek lady is singing a Dire Straits song.
Oh.
Why Worry is a Dire Straits song.
That's a Dire Straits song?
I had no
idea. I
know
two songs by Dire Straits. That's all. I Want My MTV and the other one. The Sultans of Swing.
There you go.
Oh, I was going to say, it doesn't sound like you do know two songs.
Nope, two.
Okay.
I told you, only two.
You know more, but you don't know
until you hear them.
And then you'll go, oh, that guy.
Maybe. You know, there are bands like that where you're like, oh, I didn't realize. This band does have some hits.
And frankly, I can't believe they had hits on MTV the way they did.
Yeah.
Like, those are good songs, and Dire Straits is a thing. He's a great guitar
yes.
player and all
Mark
that.
Mark Knopfler.
But.
Well, you know how they got a hit? I Want My MTV.
Mm.
And MTV went, yeah. We'll get
Shame.
That one. Put that one on there.
Yep. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Mm.
Anyway, it's National Pi Day. It's also Albert Einstein's birthday. While we're on pies, 4 states have an official state pie.
Oh, okay.
What is the official state pie of Florida?
I'll bet it's like a peach pie or something.
Key lime.
It is key lime.
Oh, it is key lime. Oh, you're so smart. That's good. That was a good one.
The official state pie in Illinois?
What do they got in Illinois? Blueberry? Blueberry pie.
Apple.
It's pumpkin.
Oh, it's pumpkin.
Texas?
I don't know, coal?
Pecan.
Oh.
And Vermont?
Oh, that's, maybe that's apple.
That is apple, okay. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Delaware state dessert is peach pie. Maine state dessert is blueberry pie. Massachusetts state dessert is not a pie.
Oh, well, what is it?
It's Boston cream pie.
Oh.
That's cake, right?
I don't know. I thought it was pie, but I've never heard it called Boston cream cake, but I don't know. Maybe you're,
well, no,
you're
they
right.
Don't call it, but my mom used to make Boston cream pie, and it was a cake with cream in the middle and then another piece of cake and then chocolate on top. It wasn't pie at all.
So when you put in, is Boston cream pie, immediately goes a cake or a pie into Google, and it is actually a cake.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
You don't.
I don't really eat Boston cream pie.
So
I would have thought it would be like just a pie crust with the cream and then some whipped cream and then chocolate.
No, there is no crust.
Oh, well, then it definitely, if you take away the crust, it's definitely something other than a pie.
The way my mom made it, and I expected you to say, no, that's not how you make it. But my mom made, it's like yellow cake, cream filling in, along that layer, more yellow cake, chocolate on top.
That's it.
You know, I'm actually thinking now of the Boston cream. The only Boston cream I really know about are the donuts. There's a Dunkin' Donut Boston cream. You know, it's a big glazed donut. They squirt in the Boston cream and then put the chocolate on top. I think that might be my only experience with the Boston cream.
Massachusetts state dessert is Boston cream pie. Where you been?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Get with the program.
I mean, I've heard of it. I just didn't. Yeah, I guess I'm not with the program.
Eat that tonight.
My bad.
Louisiana state dessert is state meat pie.
Oh. Mincemeat?
No, they say a savory nachito choch. I can't even say the word. It doesn't matter. But, you know, Louisiana. Whatever. Let's see here. I think that gets us covered on the pie stuff, everyone. It's 3:14.
Got it.
Pie, everyone.
Pie.
It's big pie day.
Yeah. Well, I hope you get to have some pie today and not just think about math stuff.
And, you know what? Go and get a pizza, because that's, if there's the best pie, it's pizza pie.
You know, I'm not going to argue with you on that one. I will take a pizza pie over any other kind of pie, anytime. You are correct.
Yeah. I mean,
you like a deep dish pizza pie?
I will have Chicago deep. You know what's weird? We used to go to this place called Pachi's, and they've...
Oh, yeah.
You know it?
Oh, I know it. Yeah. Very, very good Chicago style pizza.
One of their locations, the one that's closest to us, is no longer.
Oh.
And I don't know what's going on with it, if they still have but yes, I do like a Pachi's. That's the only place I've had it. I've never been
the
to
the deep dish.
Yeah, kind. I've never been to Chicago to have it, you know.
You never went to like a Pizzeria Uno back in the day?
No.
Yeah. That's the only place I've ever had a deep dish pie. I think I did go to a Pachi's based on your recommendation. Is that PAXXI or something?
Yes, and it was something that Hooman had a connection with, and he brought it in more than once.
And we were all like, yeah, we'll eat that.
That's really good.
Continue to subscribe to that.
Yes. But I don't know what their deal is.
Mm.
How many do they have multiple locations still?
I couldn't find any.
I don't know if they're around.
I wonder if something happened during the pandemic.
Could be. Mm. All right, I'll move on.
We lost a lot of good stuff in the pandemic.
Yeah, it's they still have locations. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay,
got one in San Francisco.
It's not one near you.
The one near me by the sports basement. It went under.
Sorry.
Or went away. I don't know what happened, but we used to go there quite a bit.
No pie for you.
Okay.
Samsung is offering a sports fanatic. Okay, so right around the corner is March Madness. I think the brackets start on Monday. You love
is that so? Okay.
I wonder who he's voting for, rooting for.
The Mountaineers?
Selection Sunday, find out. There is a small chance they play in the West region, and then...
West
Virginia University Mountaineers, my team.
Right.
Blue and gold, go Mountaineers. And could possibly be playing in San Francisco, so...
Oh, my God, are you going to try and go to the game?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
If they're playing anywhere close, I will try to go if I can. I've been to several NCAA tournaments. It's awesome.
I've heard that there's going to be some games at the Chase Center.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right here. Good stuff.
Fingers crossed.
You know, is that why you're so friendly with all the boys down the street at the
I'm 100% walking into the
and hitting
Matt, the PD's office, and going, please give me some passes for this.
With March Madness right around the corner, Samsung's offering a buzzer beater bundle.
Oh, a buzzer beater bundle. Buzzer bundle.
Which includes eight TVs for $10,000.
What? Do I need that?
You get a 98-inch, a 65. Let's see. It's a 98-inch 4K, a 65-inch 8K, three 65-inch 4Ks. I don't know. You know what? I went and I looked at TVs at the Costco.
Yeah.
You know, Costco TVs. They're right there when you walk in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I looked at them all and I went, I like this one. And then I just took one.
Yeah.
I didn't take it. I mean, I bought it. But, you know, I went, all right, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
I don't have the need for an 8K. Do you?
I really feel like I don't. I almost feel like TV's too sharp already.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'm watching stuff and I was watching Lord of the Rings a couple months back on one of our, like a newer TV that we have in the house. I'm like, is there another setting we can switch this to? Like it's too sharp. It looks like people on a set. It looks almost like videotape. Like it's a, I just felt like I want it to be a little more smoothed out.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I remember when they were talking about the HD becoming normal.
Yes.
And they were saying all the news people of the world are fretting over how but ugly they're going to be the minute this high def comes through.
They can see my pores?
Turned out okay.
Yeah,
everybody
lives.
Seems to be fine. Yeah, right. There's still news and it's still good. And I mean, the news isn't, but they are. And
yes.
I've never looked at the newscaster and gone, oh!
Please, somebody rub some Vaseline on that lens.
Get a decent looking person to deliver the news, could you?
Gosh, I want to look at some butt ugly guy giving me the news. Things are bad enough out there.
The package does not include wall mounts or installation, but just in time for March Madness, you can get eight TVs for $10,000.
I don't know. I feel like I can actually do better than that, but maybe it's because of this 98-inch TV and 465. I don't know. Who did you say is offering that?
Samsung.
Oh, Sam, just come get our TVs, please. We're begging you.
Radio.
Hi.
You're listening to it now.
I love radio.
Radio is still one of our favorite ways to hear music. I mean, you won't get a lot of that on this fine show, but...
But all day long
our station,
on the
absolutely.
Alice. I mean, we're all about the good vibes.
Paul found radio is still one of America's...
It is. It's weird. People still listen to the radio. Don't let anybody tell you. And you should be advertising on the radio, too. We've watched it happen. We've watched it work for people.
Top three places... to get your music. Streaming services beat us out.
Oh.
No real surprise there, though, that people, if you
right
know what you want to hear, you'll get that.
Mm-hmm.
Live concerts came in second.
Oh.
Just a 1 percentage point above radio.
Mm.
We like it for the same reason we always did. You never know what you're going to hear next.
Yeah.
And the show hosts rule.
Yes, the show hosts do rule. It is, you know, the thing is, if you don't have something feeding you some new music and you just wind up only listening to the stuff you've always listened to, like you really need to, that's what I love about radio. Just like, oh, that, look at that. Find somebody new, deep dive into that.
What I've always loved about radio, and I didn't listen to it as a young person at all, but I feel like this station is a living, breathing part of the community.
Yes.
Through us, the show hosts, through the people that work here, it becomes part of this bigger thing. I love it. Mm. I love that idea. And I love the idea. Like, I swear to you, when someone comes up and says, hey, I love your show, I feel like, thank you.
Blindingly
I am thanking
grateful.
You.
Like, oh.
Even though you're trying to thank me, I'm thanking you. And here we are both high-fiving each other. And,
yep.
And it's been...
It's a symbiotic relationship. There's no us without you.
It's been my honor. It's been my pleasure, for sure. CDs come in next and vinyl records come in at number 5.
This is how people get their music.
Yes.
Okay.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Sarah, you can disable the soap opera...
Yeah, it's soap opera looking.
You can disable that on your TV. Disable motion smoothing in the settings.
Okay, thank you. I messed around with that remote for a while and tried to, you know, sometimes you can get it to where you can't back out of it. I'm like, wait, should I just like unplug this TV?
Listen to this. 415 okay. Says, you have the refresh rate set too high. That's only for live broadcasts like sports.
Oh, yes.
Everything else needs to be lower. So John put it up for sports.
I just think it started like that, and then we can't figure out how to get it off of that. There's one. It's, we don't watch this TV all the time, but we were watching it the other day, and I was like, this is, it's too sharp. It does have that. It has a soap opera look. Like they're on a set. Like it's so, you know, we were deep in the heart of Mount Doom.
Let's see. Famous Oakland pizzeria, Zachary's Chicago Pizza.
Oh,
if you're looking for a pie, that I'm not saying they have a deal today, but that does sound delicious.
It is. It is phenomenal pizza.
Is that your favorite pizza place
for Chicago? Yeah, I mean, but not my favorite because I like a New York style pizza.
Mm. I do too.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would be Bluebird and San Leandro.
Bluebird in San Leandro is your favorite.
They're
New York
from Hoboken.
Style. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well.
Petaluma has a great pizza pie place called Old Chicago. It's great deep dish and really well known.
I like that we're talking about good pizza places.
A lot of people are saying that a few of the Pachi's locations have closed.
Mm.
I know I went to the location to get pizza and bring it home, and they were like, not open.
Oh.
And so I went to Sports Basement next door, and I said, hey, I know you're, you know, a sports store, and what's going on over there? Super bummed. Like, I came here for the... You want me to buy something to tell me the answer?
Can
I
mean, you guys what do you make mean? The pizza for me?
Yeah, I mean, can you guys...
Did you take some of the kitchen equipment and put it in a hot oven back
frozen
there?
And back? I mean, what can you do for a hungry guy here who's supposed to be bringing food home to the wife? I mean...
Here's a basketball.
You guys can chew on this.
My company has celebrated Pi Day for approximately 10 years. We bring 40 pies we get from Nations. Such a nice afternoon treat.
Oh.
40 pies.
Nations has such good pies.
Nations? Oh, what
why
do we know
do
about
know
Nations?
Every
yeah,
why food?
Do you know? What the?
I like to eat. And Nations is, I don't know, it's big in, we have one in San Leandro. They're all over the East Bay and they make the best pies. Like, the, by far, if I want a piece of pie, that's where I go.
Can you get a single slice at Nations?
You can get a single slice and a nice slice
good.
Too.
Is it, what is it, a supermarket? What is it?
No, it's a burger place.
Oh, there's a burger place called Nations.
Yeah.
What? That serves 40 different kinds of pie.
Yes.
Huh.
Really good. And they have rhubarb, which is my favorite.
Oh. I like strawberry rhubarb.
This guy over here. I mean, he's built like a brick house, and yet he's still hitting the pies, hitting the pizza pie.
I'm not hitting it all the time, but, you know, when I want a nice slice of pie.
You go for the best.
Go for Nations.
Yeah. All right. That's, well, now I know. Remind me, I'm going to look to see if there's one anywhere near me. Mm. I want to go select from 40 different pies.
So good.
Novocaine was hilarious and surprisingly violent. Jorge in Newark.
Oh, well, that's kind of like the boys. That's the, it's, what's the kid? It's the Quaid son whose name is Huey on the boys.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name though now, and I already deleted that.
Jack!
Thank you. But that's exactly how I would describe the boys. It's hilarious and surprisingly gory. Is that what they said?
It's so over the top.
That
the boys
great.
Is that you just can't believe that's even making
you're inured
TV.
To it. Like, by the time the whale scene happens, you're all in. Come on. Oh, it doesn't get any better than that. Until it does.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I believe Santa Rosa's, someone's writing something that I can't even bother to read.
Okay.
I believe Santa Rosa's popular on St. Patrick's Day because all the microbreweries we have here, people come up for great beer.
Oh.
There's a lot of microbrewers in...
Isn't that where the Pliny the Elder people are? And I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they've got like a whole little thing that goes off downtown. But no one has really explained to us why did Santa Rosa rank number 4 on the nation's top cities to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in? Santa Rosa is number 4 on that list.
And you're right, double IPA, the Pliny the Elder is brewed at the Russian River Brewery in Santa Rosa.
Oh, well, maybe.
And,
that's a very famous
beer.
Pliny? Very famous.
Pliny? What, how did you say it?
Oh, I said it wrong before. I'm probably saying it wrong
I am probably saying it wrong. I say Pliny the Elder. There's also Pliny the Younger. I have no idea what the correct pronunciation on that is. But you know who will know? Someone in Santa Rosa. Please let us know. Pliny with an I, Pliny with an E, Pliny with an E.
I haven't had a drink in over 20 years. I missed the whole Pliny wave, or however you say it. The entire thing.
Pliny. Pliny.
What is it?
Plenty.
No, that's yeah.
Pliny.
I don't know.
I don't trust those AI things. I'm like, what do they know?
Sarah told us about a $19 strawberry, and it made me think of Vincent Vega from Pulp Fiction. And someone wrote in 415 says, "You guys in Pulp Fiction, Vincent Vega is aghast at a $5 shake. $5.
Oh. Well, it was the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, that's now a $5 shake is everywhere.
Right. $5 shake? That sounds like a bargain.
Yeah,
that's Give me three deal. Of them. Things are so stupid expensive
Things
now.
Have changed really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Tech. You're the best.
Thank
coming
you.
Coming up in the trash.
Ted Lasso, Kim K, Lizzo, and more.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.